Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys.
What a sting. I loved it. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, you're a pod man.
I'm big in the pod scene.
Firstly, let's introduce a team. So we've got the Conan the Barbarian of league footy at the moment. I'm a mummy man, but Sam Draper has replaced my mummy love. A 205-centimetre Leviathan from the Bombers. Sammy, great to have you.
Thank you. No, very excited to be here. Big podcast listener, so this is the first time doing this. Excited.
Love it, man. And you're not one of those sort of doing one of those boring club pods where you just sort of plug club sponsors and barbecues and events. But this is good. This is loose and real. So great to have you. And Goz, made your top 10 pick.
No,
and you played your 26. And, and you were good.
Yeah.
But you are great at TikTok.
Oh,
and you're
a
heavyweight. And pods. And it's just great to have you, mate. So this is awesome.
Great to be here. I'm so excited to sit with two men I can look in the eyes. And I'm on another podcast, which you probably heard of. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to bring that to here. But when you can look a man in the eyes and speak to him on the same level, it's just something that you appreciate about that.
And Nick Butler's my name. I probably should have
introduced
myself. I'm the hack steer in the show. You guys are the stars. I did play 43 state league games. So
huge.
So I had my moments.
Did you actually?
Yeah, 43. Yeah. McGarry vote. Got a McGarry vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think behind Luke Darcy and Basil Zemplis, I'm the best equipped media runner.
Definitely.
So maybe I might have Basil. I don't know if Basil was that good.
Nah. So did Basil play?
Honker. Yeah, a couple for West Perth.
Oh, okay.
Firstly, what does it mean? Now you've got a microphone in front of you and you've got this platform to talk. Being a big man, big, aggressive cat, what does it mean to you? It's a responsibility. You're not like a normal player.
Yeah, it is a big responsibility. As the boys always say, the game starts with you and you can set the tone. So, it is, and I love it. You've got to love it being in the ruck, otherwise there's no point being there.
He is very passionate. He's just, I wish I was playing with Drapes because, you know, firstly, I wouldn't have to ruck, but two, you know, he's going to go in there and just set the tone hard, put the knee up, fly the flag for the boys, so.
We could work well together.
That would be my dream, mate.
It'd be like a 60-40 split.
Mate, if I could crumb to you and hit out, that would be my life complete. That's my life goal, actually, to get a hit out of Drapes.
Before, we've got a lot of issues here and a scandal. I got to tell you, we've had an early scandal. Handling 200 plus, but I listened to a bit of List Cloggers too.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm actually a bit flat. I've never been asked on. I was a bit of a sub List Clogger. I held up Mumford on the sub List. It pissed me off. So I don't listen as much as I used to. But you take the piss out of footy, and sort of make out that I was all right at it, didn't like, and I'm pretty cool. You are a footy nuff.
I am a footy nuff.
Your whole weekend is footy.
It is, mate. It is. I love watching footy. I did tell you about. I love watching it. I just hate anything that I have to do with it, as in like preparing for a game, playing. A game, being in a game I can do, but anything that involves me actually participating, I don't like. But watching, I'm big on. And observing, because I know how hard it is, but I can appreciate how easy it looks from the couch and how much I know more about footy than they do.
And it gets easier every year.
Oh, it does.
And before we get to the Drape scandal, word got around on the Bush Telegraph that you've done the Achilles.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, geez, I mean, how's God's going to go here a week after Achilles surgery? I was thinking Green Whistle, Valium, Panadine Fort, you'll be all spacey. And you've sort of bounded up the stairs. No, crap. What are you doing?
I've bounced back.
An Achilles massage at Touch of Thailand. That's all you
know. Great.
What did you do?
Correct. All the rumours that are getting around are true. I went and tried to make a return to footy through Greensboro Footy Club. Lasted 10 minutes, good 10 minutes. All of a sudden, the Achilles is packed up on me. Surgery last Tuesday, and now we're recording a week later and I'm back. I feel amazing.
You flew up those stairs.
I'd pick you this week.
Actually, I feel like I could actually play this week if I had to get out there. So I'm back, and sad that I won't be out there at the local leagues, because, you know, nothing better than watching Drapes in the weekend and then saying, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing at local level. I'm putting my knee through someone. And I can't do that this year, but I can watch him, which is still great. Yeah.
And you touched on it there. The love affair between you two is a beautiful thing. You're a List Cloggers man. What do you love about Big Goz? You've even sat me on the other side.
Yeah.
I'm the sort of media vulture. And you two lovebirds can just touch each other and wax and wane. What do you love about Big Goz?
Relatable content, List Cloggers. Oh, I have been a List Clogger for a few years now. I've played actually the same amount of state level games as you, so 43. But so I've done my time
being on Insta.
The second string ruck in the VFL. So I can relate to Goz
a bit.
I love it. We had a scandal. When we were putting this show together, 200 plus, is never been a pod done by big guys.
No.
There's been occasional big guy guest, but this is owned, operated, content edited by big men. We wanted you because you've got
a mullet and your knee guys in the ribs. Good looking. Start fights. Good looking. Great insta. Yeah. Have a beer.
Good energy.
You ticked everything, right? First couple of weeks, presence was there. Not too much ball. Bit of ball. You were still knocking bikes over. And a couple of the suits from out the back give me a ring and go, do we replace him with Peter Wright? 2 metre Peter. And I said, appalling. Absolutely not. And then Goz went in fat for you.
Yeah.
And said,
threw the weight around.
No 2 metre Peter on my watch.
Yeah.
It's Conan or nothing, or the pod's off. And then you've just come out and ragged old Riley Thilthorpe O'Brien or whatever his name is and pulled your jumper and did everything we wanted to say, you're a star and we love you and this is going to be good.
Well, we're glad that you did do that because, you know, I was battling there for you. I was saying, he must stay. Yeah. He leaves, I leave. But no, we're both here.
Yeah, two touches on Friday night. we bounce back. That's all right.
Real quick, nerdy Ruckman one. What do you base your game on? Because it isn't touches, by the way. Mummy used to get five sometimes, and I thought he was best on ground. I mean, I do love Mummy. Do you base it on presence, knocking guys over, tone setting? Because this is one that normal little pixie,
little
5 foot 10 people, they don't get it. What's a real good game for you?
It sounds a little bit cliche, but it is that presence stuff. Yes, that's presence. What the boys do love about me is I can have a bit of presence out there. Ruckcraft starts the game, but it's the other stuff around that when the ball hits the ground. Bit of passion, bit of energy.
You look like you genuinely love rucking.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assault? Like, I know it's your job and you got to do it, but for example, I didn't like rucking, but you look like you generally love saying to the other ruckman, I'm going to stand here, you stand there, and for 2 hours it's just knee on knee.
Fair to say that, and I could kind of sniff it in the air when I could feel the other ruck doesn't like it.
Blood in the water. Like a bit of blood in the water.
When the second ruck comes in, you can tell they're not keen. I do love it. Don't really get nervous for a game, I'm just excited. And
how good's that? No nerves.
Like a UFC fight.
Yeah.
Like just ready to go to war. I wanted to be you as well. I was petrified. I used to vomit in the room.
Same.
I'm a bit of a vomiter.
Yeah.
But once I was there, okay.
I don't know, you might have seen some messages and stuff, but pre-game, I'm just dancing around. Being
that's the thing, you are always, even when you win, you're like up and about, like just soaking it all in.
Yeah.
Saying, boys, get my back, here we go. Celebrating.
Fun for you, isn't it?
I try and harness that as much as I can because guys, I think, tend to lose that enjoyment and stuff. Yeah. And that's, I don't ever want that to happen, so I want to keep enjoying.
That's amazing. Zen, man. He's Emma Murray.
That's why I love him.
A-game.
That's why I love him.
You sort of just got something else firing into my brain. When you get the little Jack Silvani types trying to, like, career-saving ruckman, you know, I'm all right, I'll do it, I'll strap on the shin guard. Does that get the blood boiling?
Yeah.
Thinking I'm going to knee you out of here, mate.
And, get out. Even the mids have a look around as well in the centre bounce, and they'd be like, oh, who have we got in here? And they're all trying to line up and try to get a hit off me and get something, like a big outside
hit or something. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Nothing better. He's eyeing off the second ruckman saying, who's gopping this?
I'm going to smash this 30 metres.
That's what we
bring back. You know what? I'd love seeing Drake back in the old day of footy where there was no circle. It was literally like a 30-metre
cricket pitch runner.
Run at each other. Yeah. Drake would have killed blokes.
So we're going to get a few oldies on. So time to talk about the show. There'll be a little bit of nerdy ruck talk. Little bits, but not too much. The big issue is a footy issue. I mean, like what they do on the radio stations and some of the other nerdy little pods and the club pods, there's always big issues getting around footy, and it's about time big men have their say. So it's time for the big issue now. Gil's gone. All right, we all know Gil had big profile, big hair, nice voice, good CEO, riding off into the sunset. What are our thoughts on the big man as a player? As an emerging star player, what are your thoughts on Gil?
Gil didn't realise actually he was that big until I saw him in person, but I think with those Aaron Williams on, he's pushing up to 200 centimetres. I'm not sure he gets there, but he's close.
Are you in the zone at the moment that you don't care who runs the game? You're looking at kneeing guys in the
room.
It's not a disrespectful thing, but you've got another job. Was it news to you?
I don't mind Gil. He brought in the nominating the ruck rule, so appreciate that from him. Yeah. Not just copping a knee to the back of the head and around the ground, so I never have to play with that, which is good.
Please read me back.
Brethren.
Yeah.
He was a good player.
Was he?
Solid player. Yeah, I've got a Gil story, do we? I'll give an abbreviated version, right? But about 20 years ago, I've rolled out for round one of the VFL. Got dropped. Towed up by Craig Ellis. Went on to make about 100 mil in bathers.
Wow.
In bikinis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was no twos. The twos had a bye. So I've gone from the Coburg Tigers to the Amos, old Ivanhoe Uni Blues, and just marched in. I said,
look at me.
No twos, get in. And they go, well, you're up against this gun, McLaughlin. So it's me, 19-year-old me, shit house, but full of juice, all right? A poor man's Draper.
Yeah.
Wanted contact.
Yeah.
Right? And early doors, Gil shit himself. Like, he went back and put up a mitt. He's put up a mitt.
Let him know.
And I've said, oh, shit yourself. Wiggers piss got in his grill. he just looked at me like it didn't bother him at all. Because you got to remember, so I'm 19, he's 30. He's on 250K as a lawyer, about to go to the AFL, running around having a few beers. I go, you shit yourself, where is piss? And he goes, you're a joke. Mate, you're a joke, with a smile. And then I'm like, no one's ever said that before after they shat themselves. Like, what am I dealing with here? Where it's probably centre half back. Uni Blues get the ball, Gil goes, Peter, put it up on that pack. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I trail him in, and he goes and takes a big hang and showed me the ball. And just don't.
Gil,
wow. What a boss. With his big mitts and skinny arms.
What a boss.
So that's McGill's story. But he was a good player. Amateur, like, RM wearer.
Yeah.
But he could play.
So he's, he still is the boss of the AFL, but you still have over him that he shit himself.
I don't think he cared.
Nah, well,
it
probably
made
does.
Me think if you shit yourself,
he knows.
Get on with it.
Nah, once you shit yourself, you know when you do it. You never forget it. You never forget it.
But I think we'll get him on.
Gil, I love you. Yeah, we'll
clean
Gil on.
That story a bit and we'll get him on.
Oh, so. No, you probably shouldn't bring it up if he comes on.
No,
you won't
right.
either.
He's all right. Oh, really? I'll do it.
Okay, great.
Good. He won't tell that much mayo.
Yeah. So he went back with the pack hard as. It was just great. And I clapped.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Yeah,
great. Good courage.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on him?
Gil's good. The rule change that Drapes love. AFLX was awesome.
That's his one. That and Meatloaf is his one. Get that off. Pay someone to get that off.
Apparently there's some story getting around on that Gil story. He was giving his kids AFLX tickets and be like, yeah, go to school with these and hand them out. Like, just get rid of them. And no one was taking them off the kids. So they came back with 70 tickets.
You would have been good in the AFLX.
Oh, I reckon that would have been.
Pre-season champion.
Oh, would have been a flying. How many people on the field?
I don't know, that point? But it's normally 12? The blokes. 12? The blokes are real fit in pre-season. So that could
That's May. Real fit. Yeah. 12 people on the field. No contact really, was there?
Not really.
Unreal. Heaven.
Horrendous.
Heaven. Yeah. Heaven. That's May.
Night games on soccer fields.
Yeah, sick.
Iron Marsh Stadium.
Yeah, remember that, yeah. No, Gil was good. Gil was good. He did lead us through COVID.
He did.
Which is tough.
And really, pretty good bloke. Just go and find another good bloke. Local footy, you know, he knows what it's like to have some little punk say you've shat yourself.
Yeah.
And I think you need that.
You do. You need that in the back.
Footy's an emotional game.
Yeah. I know.
So, well done, Gil.
Well done, Gil. Great effort.
That was a big issue. The other one's Paddy Ryder. And this is a bit more serious footy. Stood his ground. Big boy, shoulders high, young day gets concussion, bit of lack of awareness, 2 weeks. You look like the kind of, we know you're the kind of player that would love
looking
a
for
big
it.
Bump. Is it still in your game?
Yeah, sometimes. Got looked at for one on round one. Bumped someone.
That was more a flailing fist.
No, that was a different one.
A different one altogether. That was another one.
Yeah, but that got dropped. On that one, I don't know, got a big rev up at halftime.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, good.
Big rev up.
By the truck.
Yeah, like he's gone out and he's like, we need you. We need some aggression.
Oh,
we
no, truck, you. What are you doing?
Yeah,
why are you pouring gas on the fire?
He's like, he really, said like three times.
Oh, and then, firing.
Yeah, first 5 minutes in the third quarter, I've tried to tackle Radigalea and, yeah.
Unreal.
Broke his ribs.
Unreal.
It was a tackle.
Just went through him.
Did you chat to the rat afterwards? Was he all right?
Yeah, I think he was all right. He played the rest of the game. So I think that's why I got a fine.
It was a real nice rib tickler. Yeah,
that's great.
And I think you have to respond. I mean, if a coach needs more, I mean,
there's
no playbook on this stuff.
I was thinking about putting the hat around to the boys or even truck, but
what did you get $1,000?
$2,000. So,
what a joke.
You get Magic Hand Car Wash out of that if you do it again.
Yeah. Also, truck, what are you doing?
13 locations across Victoria.
There we go. We love that. Truck, what are you doing? Why would you poke the beast? You know what's going to happen when you give him a rev up. He's going to go out there and he's going to get a fine. Okay, so don't do that.
No,
maybe needed. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows how to get the best out of him.
Like it.
I like it.
Because the boys weren't on.
No,
you're just one of the. It happens.
Yeah.
You weren't on, and so go to the head of the snake.
Yeah.
And fire it up.
Start,
get its eyes rolling.
Start biting. And he did. Start biting. Start going.
Well, that's amazing because I didn't know the truck had that in him, but I've got more respect for the truck now.
Yeah.
That he'd get the snake biting.
He loves it.
Rocket Ead give you a bit of that stuff when the Suns were paddling a few years
back? No, a bit the opposite. It was more like get out the way. And just don't be on the field kind of thing. But if he ever did ask me, I'll tell you what, this snake right here will be biting hard. But no, he never did. I was all huff and no, you know, all bark and no bite.
You had a beautiful rig.
Just, yeah, great rig. Well, I was a preseason hero.
Yeah.
I was having no carbs, kangaroo fillet.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Lean, lean. But no, nothing.
Budgie smugglers.
Like, if you ever ask me to go out and set the tone, like throw the weight around, hit a body, oh, mate, don't ask me that. I don't want to do that.
They're rare beast.
And that's why we love it. That's why it actually
makes
me feel great when I hear Drape say, oh, I love it.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Now it makes me love it, and I know I don't love it deep down, but I just want to run through a wall now.
Yeah.
I'm ready to... I want to tackle someone on the street after this.
The Rocket... ever give you a, he was mad, a mad
yeah guy. He was mad, and you know who you don't ever provoke, don't get the snake going, Stephen May.
Goody
you don't tell him to do anything, just leave him alone. Keep him in the cage.
Just to summarise it, is it a worry for you? You don't want to have too many things going into your head by the sounds of it heading into games. Keep it simple, aggressive, tone set. Do you have to think, don't get him in the head?
Yeah, sometimes I can tone it back a little bit. You don't want to go too nuts, but the boys like when I play on edge and like that and play with instinct and a bit of flair, so I'll just keep doing my thing.
And do the boys talk about the concussion stuff? Because it's probably a post-footy thing. I mean, guys are a little bit younger than me. I don't reckon it's something you really think about in the moment. Mm. And then if you've had a few, there was... Daniel Bell was one of the first at Melbourne, and he had to retire. Remember, that was, and then it becomes a bit more serious. But do you guys... you follow the rules and do you think about it?
It's definitely last few years especially, it's made a massive change. Like, because obviously the rules now, I think it's 12 days you can't play or something like that. The rules are a lot stricter, and they really are making an effort to make it a big thing to look after. So yeah, it's definitely changed a lot. So I reckon back in the day it would have been like, get knocked, play next week, train that week. Whereas now it's very, very cautious.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing, to be honest. But I just thought, being a big man, Paddy was a bit stiff. Agree?
Yeah, yes. I think so. You're just really giving a suspension of his height.
Yeah.
You're spending him because he's 2 metres tall.
You can't help that.
It's a tough one. What am I trying to say? Paddy Ryder is...
off defence. Don't go here we go. Hard here.
So Paddy Ryder's our height, 2 metres plus.
And was in ripping form.
Ripping form. So from what I saw, he's standing his ground, and Will Day, who isn't 200 plus, comes in, and obviously if your head is going to be on someone's hip when you're getting hit, it's not going to be good.
No.
So now, big men have to do more to comply with the rules than mids do.
That is the bumper sticker. So the big men should get a little bit of grace.
Leeway.
Tribunal.
Yeah.
Leeway should host.
Yeah.
Swap seats. We've solved it.
Yes.
Go easy on the big men.
Should.
If Jace just overcooks it a touch and Rice wants to fire him up and up tight, fine.
Yeah.
Magic and car wash.
I know.
Sorted.
big mummy. He's just a bit clumsy sometimes.
Oh, exactly.
Run with that.
It's time to honour the players around the league, any league, that are living out these 200 plus values of presence and aggression and filling the hole and setting tones. Mm. So, boys, over to you. Which players have lived the values? Spirit animal of the week.
Mine this week, Peter Adams. First game for the Swans.
Mm.
Yeah, had a good game in the ruck, got the win, and also has got blonde peroxide.
Yeah.
So we like that from Pistol.
We do love that.
Yeah, weird cap. Tell me a bit. I don't know a lot about Pistol. He's athletic. He goes forward. Love a ruckman that can go forward.
Mm. Yeah.
He had the long do when he got drafted and then shaved it.
Oh,
now he's gone the slim shady.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, he had the long dreadlocks. But, Pistol Pete, I think he... same school as you?
Yeah, same school. Good mates with him. Yeah, great mates. Obviously, same school, same state. Unofficial mentor for him a little bit. You're right, he was good on the weekend. One from one.
Filling the hole for Big Hickey.
Filling the hole. Yeah. Oh,
can
Hickey.
They go 2 rucks?
Oh, Hickey. No, they definitely can.
Yeah.
They can with Hickey. Do anything with Hickey. No, Peter was good. I liked what he did. He's a good player, Peter. He's underrated.
Good athlete.
Good athlete.
Who's yours?
Mine is Nick Nat. Now you're going to say, why Nick Nat? He dominates every week. Yeah, he does, but does he do it with a bung knee every week? No, he doesn't.
He did the knee late. I called that game and I don't think he was that good.
No.
He did finish the game with a bung knee.
Love that. And you got to finish the game. Well, that's exactly what I would do, you know. When I was out of Greensboro and someone said, guys, you've done your Achilles. I said, keep me out here, boys. Keep wheeling me out because I'm not going to leave this field. You have to drag me off this field. And that's why I picked him. A bung knee. Did he look, you were there. Did he look like it was, you know, hindering him?
Can't take a mark at the moment. You know what? You're right. It's a value. Sort of resilience is a 200 plus value. Unless your leg is broken, you finish the game. Mm-hmm. Whereas the mids, Corky, bruised knee, syndesmosis, the great one, off we get Moonboot.
No.
So I've never seen you sort of, unless you've really, you've had a couple of ACLs, obviously, but unless you're really crook, you're on.
Yeah, that's true. The ACL, I thought I was actually right to go. I was doing a few cuts on the boundary.
Still get back out.
No, they said maybe we'll just call it for today and then we'll,
You know what? There's actually an unspoken rule. Like, you now have Flip helping you out, so it's maybe okay. But when you're one out, you literally cannot get injured.
Yeah.
There's so much more pressure on a ruckman going into games because if you go down, who's next?
Like, Jack Silvani's in.
Yeah, or the key, you bring your key forward down. Now you're in the key forward
Tom
down.
Lynch.
Yeah.
Don't put the Ferraris in
there. You know, drive the Ferraris in the mud. No, you don't. Not that you are a Ferrari, though, and there's no mud where you are, but, you know, we love you. I love you. I want to be you, really.
Hey, that's good. They're our spirit animals.
Yes.
We'll do that every week. Boys, unlike the boring club pods, we're going to have a lot of listener interaction. Okay, country footy, women's footy, amateur footy, SA footy. We're going to have big listenership in SA because you boys are royalty.
We love SA.
I've got a McGarry vote. So very good. So we've got Budgie Smuggler on board because big men are proud of getting the whole kit out. Mm-hmm. So we've got, for the best comment on Instagram from our listeners, you receive $100 Budgie Smuggler voucher. So get creative. Wow. This is what you have to do in the Insta world is finish this sentence. A good big man should... ... Far away.
A good big man... a good big man should never use a tray holding beers. Got to claw them. You can't ever.
Four?
It's a skill.
Four minimum.
Four? Oh, God. I mean, yeah, I could do that easy.
Yeah. Four minimum, no trays. That's for me.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's good.
Good off-season.
That's great.
Big man responsibility.
Yeah.
Gozza?
My one this week is a good big man should never lead from the goal square.
Just point. Just
hand up. Put it in the space.
Call it in.
Don't need to lead. You're 200 and 100 kilos. Yeah. You're probably paying on someone who's maybe 195, 95 kilos. Just stiff arm and call it in.
Why take your own space?
Yeah.
Be like a shark in the circles.
There's nothing but drapes if you do it. It's good. Yeah. It's awesome when you do it.
You do your Achilles on the leg.
Yeah. Drapes, you can lead because you're great. You're a unicorn. Yeah. But the big rucks who go to rest forward, don't try and be something you're not. You're not Buddy. You're not Lance Franklin.
No, you're not.
No.
Keep it really simple.
Simple.
And if you're not marking it, clang down a pack.
Yeah, like exactly.
Real 10-pin bowl.
Split it. Yeah, split it.
Does Ruts get into you about that?
About what, bringing it to ground?
Just bringing people to ground.
Oh, he does.
No, it was a big thing, especially back in the day when I was playing VFL, like second ruck. Coach would be like, oh, it's not about the touches. Just bring the ball to ground. The boys will love it. Just compete in the air. Me and the boys used to laugh. I think one or two touches, but these old creative contests. I brought it to ground well. So
Just out open, just keeps bringing it to ground. Yeah. It's like, nah.
The small forwards love it. They love it.
That's great.
The bar's very low.
That's good. So Budgies are fantastic. We'll do a few photo shoots in the Budgies. Keen. We'll flick around Budgies to our guests.
Yeah.
So a good big man should either jump on selfie video style, we'll take that, or write it out old fashioned. Yeah. I think this is good interaction.
This is great. Yeah.
You're not going to get that on the Darson Andy McGrath show.
No, you won't. Oh, no, he's in trouble now when he goes to the club.
Mine quickly, a good big man, no matter what his financial situation at the time, always suggests you chuck in 50 for a shit quaddy.
Yeah.
Just quaddy, boys.
Yeah.
And you know you're not going to win. You never win. But it's just good to be part of something.
Yeah.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Love
I actually
that.
Won the quaddy last week.
Oh, of course he won the quaddy. Of course he won it.
You've died and gone to heaven.
It was $50 as well.
Yeah, of course he won the quaddy.
And I just picked the ones with the good names and good colours and we won. So.
What can he do, this man?
Beautiful weekend.
What a man.
He's got rid of Riley Thilthorpe O'Brien. Won the quaddy.
He's done
Ruts would have been loving you after the weekend. Did you get a DM from Ruts or anything? Because he was in COVID.
Oh, yeah, no, he's on FaceTime. Had him on. I was
private FaceTime.
Yeah, well, in the team circle, was singing the song. I had him up there with the boys, but yeah, he was loving
I was
it.
I was going to say, when you won the quaddy, I was like,
fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
Quick one, you did a bit of the old membership drive, which surprised me clubs still do, but I like it. How'd you go with the punters?
Yeah, surprised me. We still did it too. Got four in the last minute. Boys come upstairs, me to call up some members. No, I tried to make a bit of fun. I think I signed up 13 people. So to the people that signed up,
Commish.
We're trying to get 100,000 members. I think that was the whole point. But
that's
my
great.
13 will go a long way.
Yeah, no, mate, that will count.
And what, an hour or two? How long do you have to do?
It was supposed to be an hour. I did about 20 minutes.
Yeah. But. That's great.
Did you see me at the Madonna mic?
I saw that for I thought I got
like
around a group.
80s aerobics instructor.
Yeah.
I was with your big, beautiful hair
today. That'd be nice.
And Neil's doing. I remember those calls. Like, you're lucky, like, you're a cult figure down there. But when you get like a twos player call and, like, mate, they're not going to know who I am. Like, hey, it's only going to the Suns. Who? Just want to say g'day, really. Like, don't even worry about it. See ya. Like, yeah, it's all good. I've got 45 minutes left here. So I call your mum. Hey, mum. What's up?
We're getting towards time on in the last quarter of 200 plus, but it's been good. Lots of laughs.
It's been great.
The way we're going to finish every week, and it really builds to a crescendo, this show, unlike the boring club pods, which are really sort of dying off after half an hour, is the big guest. And the big guest will be courtesy of Magic Hand Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. Yes. Just really good.
Yeah.
You've got your big flash car because you're getting quaddies and kicking big goals. And then you roll through like a rock star. So great to have Magic Hand Car Wash on.
We love it.
We're not going to have one this week just because we're setting the tone, feeling each other out and doing a few icebreakers and all that fun stuff you do in the pre-season camps. Who do we want? Because we're going to have pulling power. We've got budget. I'll start. I want Gil. We're going to get Gil. I'm going to tell him about when he shat himself back and into the hole.
Okay.
And we'll have him on in the first few weeks. Gozer, shoot for the stars.
I kind of want Jack Savani on now because your eyes light up when you see him.
And I think, love him, by the way.
I just love to share mindsets. Like, we know what Drapes is thinking. He's breathing fire. What's Jack thinking on the other end? Is he breathing fire also? Or is it like, just get me out of here?
We won't get Jack on.
Yeah, I'm all my
fist
that week.
Yeah. No, not Jack. Sean Griggs on here. Do we classify him?
No, he's your Jack Silvani.
Yeah, okay, he's same mold. By.
Knee him.
Yeah.
He should have been kneed out of it. There was just no one Drapes-like. Mummy couldn't get off the ground by that time.
Yeah, true.
He would have done it. And there were just, we went through a stage of athletic big men trying to get a few kicks on the wing, and they didn't have that in them.
No,
they
don't.
So, okay, yeah, have a go there, Grigger. Yeah. Run round and be a second ruckman in the flag.
Yeah.
Knock him out.
Yeah, take him
he
out.
He would have.
Yeah, I know he will. He's told us. I'm scared. He's in here. Yeah, okay, if I can't get those two because we're not classifying them as our big friends, let's get Mummy on here.
Yeah, I think he might be a semi-regular.
They're like Drapes and Mummy would really have a lot of common interests.
Can you tell me, I did hear you had a little moment on a plane. Because Mummy knows when someone's a bit like him. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I kept Mummy off the sup list at Geelong for a year, right? And this is how it went down. Mummy came down, fat boy from Bunyip. And I thought, I'm going to flex my muscles on this fat boy and get rid of him. Because I was territorial of my sup list spot in the Geelong twos. Mama rolls down. We're doing a bit of ruck work with Barry Stone. I scratch his neck. Just left the nails a bit long, thought I'll scare him. Mummy grabbed me, flipped me, and threw his knee into my sternum and almost killed me. No. And said, never effing do that again.
Yeah.
And I pissed my pants. Like, I had piss coming through my skins. And from that day, he sort of took my car park, and I got like the shittest car park for the sup listers. Wow. But we stayed mates.
Oh, yeah. At least you're mates.
So I tried. I
didn't have a
choice. Mates, though, yeah.
I was trying to bluff to be you.
Yeah.
Let's scratch this guy and piss him off back to Bunyip. He just had my measure.
Yeah.
And I think with you and Mummy knows that there's a bit of that in you. Did you have a moment?
Actually, played my second ever game against Mummy. That's probably the scariest game leading into I've ever been. Like, that was just, I was nervous, but it was all right. Once it was out, that was all right. But my second ever game was against him. But there was a time, I think last year, when there was all the stuff going on, we on a flight with GWS somewhere, back to Melbourne from Brisbane, somewhere random. And I was chatting to him at the front of the plane, because the big boys sit at the front on those flights,
yeah,
which we love. And I was just chatting to him, and then I was talking about next year, if he's going to play on or whatever. And then Flinny, the second ruck, was there, and he's like, yeah, if this bloke can get up to it. And he started like punching him. He's like, you ready? And he started like punching him. Saying,
doing run.
Yeah.
Doing
like,
a Ben run.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, he's like, you ready? Like punching him. And and he just sort of copped it. But
so scary.
From your own mate.
Like, legit.
The scary dude.
Yeah.
That is scary.
Love it.
See what Mummy would have loved it
you
as well.
You and him have a beautiful, I mean, you've got Goz sort of guiding you off field, little tidbit of gold here and there, and you can just have Mummy just overarching mentor.
We love
just saying. Flipping each other.
Yeah.
So we'll get him on.
Yeah,
he'll be up.
For sure.
Hey, big guest galore. I think we might change it up. We might go after Shaq.
Shaq?
Someone like that. Yeah. Soccer goalies. You're from soccer background.
Yeah.
They're big loose units.
Yes,
get a few of them.
Bozza.
Get Bozza on the old.
So, once again, like with the budgie smuggler, a good big man should. If you want to guess, flick it through to us.
Yeah,
let us know.
Because this is 200 plus. And when we do get the big guest on, there will be one hook, and that is tell us about your shin guard. Because another thing that the little pixie men don't understand is that every shin guard has a story. And then that'll be the end of the nerdy ruck talk. But Boys, just to get us rolling, tell us about your shin guard. Drapes?
You boys might like this. Custom fit carbon fibre shin pad. Especially made.
Like it's so. Serious.
Like it's a sports car. Hey. It's got a spoiler on it.
It's his money maker. Yeah. Invest.
Yeah, I used to roll with the old soccer ones, but yeah, they don't protect you quite enough. No. But no, yeah, I'm good now with the...
Can't be going to rebel for your shin guard.
No,
definitely not.
And that was a Mark Jamar influence. I've got a Jamar story too, by the way.
Ooh, we love Big Russian. But no, that was him. He took me down there. He's my ruck coach. So yeah, looks after the boys. And
where it comes
gets the boys' shins looked after nicely. So we love that.
Is he a bit of an off-field mentor, the Big Rush? Because about 15 years ago, he had a bit of swag.
Yeah, I heard he was the man around town. But no, he still carries a bit of swag around him. But no, we love him, Big Daddy Rush.
That's great.
Love it.
Do you sock up over the shin guard with strapping under the sock over the shin guard?
So you got to, strap it, sock up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't fall down.
Because there's a lot of strapping, no sock up, I'm saying at the moment.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Also,
a few double shin guards.
Yeah.
We don't know about that.
I got a theory on the double shin guard.
Yeah, go.
It's because when, not that, it's from personal experience, when you're jumping so much over the top of the other ruckman. Yes. Sometimes
you get a
the leg, heel. Yes, on the other shin. So you put a shin guard on the other leg just to avoid those scrapes in the leg. That was when I was 17. That's why I did that.
Were you a double shin guard?
Oh, big time.
Oh, my God.
But then Tom Bellchamber's madman didn't wear a shin guard.
Oh, no.
They're another level of crazy.
That's crazy. Like,
I knew a guy that used to try to kill the nerve with a broom, like a kickboxer. Yeah,
no,
couldn't
I can't
really
be doing
play,
that.
But it was
just angry. Great shins.
Yeah, ripping shins. Now I love yours.
That's great.
So everyone's got a story. If you left your shin guard for an interstate trip, would you panic?
Big time.
Yeah. Well, it would almost be charter a plane. Yeah. Sort of thing.
No, that's more important than the boots.
Yeah,
shin pads there definitely.
Yeah, play tricks on you. Yeah. Don't have a shin guard.
You had me scared for a second. I'm thinking, I need to get a spare one.
How long does it take you to get off? Because I was looking at yours. You have that is taped on high.
Yeah, I did see that video the other day. It's like Kara's talking. I'm just like unstrapping my shin guard. But
go to scalpel or just dig
just take it out.
Yeah, just rip it off. Rip the hairs off too.
Oh yeah.
To be young, roll with the pain.
Just loves the pain after a game.
Well, that's it. 200 plus. That's going to be fun. We'll have our moments. Lots of laughs, boys. That was good.
It was great.
That's good fun.
Catch you next week on 200 plus.